Have your Bible this morning. We'll turn to Genesis chapter number 2. Genesis chapter number 2. The Bible says in verse number 7, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward of Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and a tree of knowledge of good and evil." Verse 15. "And the Lord, Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." I want to preach on this thought this morning, if God will be my help, for just a little while. Two trees and two choices. Amen? Two trees and two choices. I was reading and studying on this a while back, and God began to really touch my heart on it. And He began to help us to see that in the very beginning, God allowed us to be free moral agents. God allows us to think for ourselves. God don't want robots. Amen. He could have designed us where we all think the same, we all worship Him the same, we all praise Him the same, we all look the same, we all act the same, we all partake in the same, but He didn't design us that way. He designed you to be you. Now, I want to say this today. There's a world that we're living in today that don't want you to be you. They want you to be somebody else. They want you to be conformed to the likeness of the world. But the Bible says that we're not supposed to be formed in the likeness of the world. We're supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We can focus our minds and our thoughts upon the Lord. My granny used to say that the devil's workshop is an idle mind. Amen. Amen. That's what granny said. And Brother Bill, she was right. Amen. If we let our mind be idle, the devil will move in and he'll put all kinds of craziness in our mind. And if we ain't careful, we entertain that craziness and we allow the devil to begin to use us and take us in all kinds of different directions. And the thing about the devil today is, that he'll take us in directions and he'll take you far off from the Lord and he'll leave you out there, take you further than you ever wanted to go, but he'll never show you a way back. Amen. But I'm glad that God Almighty made it this way, praise God, and He allows us to be free moral agents to make choices for ourselves. And I'm glad on a Wednesday night, 1976, that Jesus come to where I was, saved me by His marvelous grace, put my feet upon a path of righteousness for His name's sake, praise God. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've walked around close to the edge of that rock of salvation. Amen. Praise God, I've teetered on the edge many, many times. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven, and His name is Jesus. He was always there to speak to my spirit. Praise God, there's something down in me today that won't let me do what I want to. See, my want-tos have changed. I don't want to do the things that this world would have me to do. I want to do those things that will bring glory and honor to my Savior. My Lord Jesus, praise God, has sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me in the way that I can persevere and press on is with His help. He's never left me nor forsook me. He's always been there with me. And when the devil and the tempter would say, come, Jesus would say, no. I'm glad that, as Brother Charles talked about a while back, I'm glad we have a help in the Lord. Praise God, Lord Jesus Christ. And He's there to help us. He's like that backup alarm on a trash truck. Glory, hallelujah. When you get to going in the wrong direction, that alarm goes off down in my soul. And He said, "Well, hold on, son." Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't like that." Praise God, I love it. I love it when the Holy Ghost of God shows me where I'm at and where I need to be. But we see how God begins to play this thing out. The Bible says that now I want you to notice something here. The Bible said that God formed man. And verse number 7, He formed man of the dust of the ground. And He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. So God created man of the dust of the earth. Amen. And we were just a lump of clay. But God Almighty in His magnificence, He loved us and He breathed the breath of life. Now that breath didn't come, it wasn't just the wind blowed by. God Almighty breathed life into me and you. Life, that shows us from the beginning. Now watch this, that God is the life giver. Without Him, we have no life. We're just a cold, dead thing. Amen? We need God in us, praise God, in order to have life. Praise the Lord. It said He breathed life and He became a living soul. But now notice what God did. God created us, but then God took us from where we were. And that's a type of salvation today. God took us from where we were and He put us in a place He'd have us to be. I want to say today, if you'll let Him today, God will take you from where you are and He'll put you in a place He wants you to be. And when He puts you there, He gives you everything you need to strive there, to be prosperous there, to have prosperity where He puts you. Amen. Well, what we ought to do is just realize where God's got us, where He wants to put us. Praise God. Just get there and be content where we are. And just praise God and give Him glory. Get in, amen, begin to worship Him in spirit and truth and see what God can do for you. Amen. We've seen God do marvelous and wonderful things right here in this place. We've seen Him save souls. We've seen Him heal the sick. We've seen Him cure cancer. We've seen what God can do when we put our faith and trust in Him. Even during Jesus' day, He told the disciples, He said, hey, they was talking about the miracles that He done. He said, praise God, listen. He said, when I go away and I pray the Father, He'll send you Spirit. He said, you'll do greater things than these. The reason we ain't seeing the power of God today is we ain't looking to do greater things. Amen? We get content with where we are if we ain't careful. Well, so we see this in this garden, the Bible said they was a tree of life. Now it was a sign and a seal of God-given creation, of life from God. It was a free gift. Amen. That tree of life in the garden, it didn't cost nothing. It was there. God put it there for me and you. I'm going to say that's a type of Lord Jesus Christ. God give us Lord Jesus Christ. It's a free gift. It didn't cost us nothing. We just had to partake with Him. Amen. To have what God would have us to have. Amen. And it was designed for us to have a continual enjoyment in the garden. A continual joy where we are in the Lord. Amen. The tree was to give life. Amen. But it was conditional. This tree of life was conditional. It was conditioned on obedience. Amen. Obedience, the Bible said, is better than sacrifice. God wants us to listen to Him. Now the world today all around us is telling us there's all kind of craziness out there. There's all kind of different things wanting to take us all kind of different directions. But I want to say there's a God of heaven and He loves us. If we'll listen to Him, He'll take us where we need to be. And He'll keep us when we get there. He'll give us direction, praise God, that we need. So we see the singular intent of God, praise God, was to give life. And not only give life, but to give it in abundance. Amen. God offered abundant life in the garden. But we messed that up too, didn't we? Amen. That's God's whole intent, is to give us through that tree of life. And the tree of life now is the Lord Jesus Christ. And through that tree of life, He wants us to have abundant life. Look at John chapter 10, verse 10. John 10:10. The Bible says this, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come," now watch this, "that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly." So the Lord said, He said, a thief has come to steal and to kill and destroy. That's what the world would like to do. They'd like to steal and kill and destroy. They'd like to take away your joy. Amen. They'd like to remove your peace from you so that you'd have no peace. But Jesus, when He's leaving out of here, He said, "My peace I leave with you." Jesus offers us peace, praise God. And with the peace of God comes joy. Amen. Praise God. And He said, the Lord offers it that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. So the Lord offers us through this tree of life. He offers us abundant life. Amen. That's life above and beyond, praise God, what we can ever think, act, or ask, or expect. Amen. There's a good life in the Lord. We see it now just a little bit. The Bible says we see through a glass darkly, but then one day face to face. And we don't see everything just as clearly as we'd like to. But boy, I tell you, I thank God every now and then I get to see, I get a little peek of glory. I get a little peek of heaven. Now, sometimes we come in here and we start encouraging each other and we start loving each other and we start loving Jesus and Jesus starts loving on us and we get up under the spout where the glory comes out and we start picking each other up instead of pushing each other down and we start to see just a little peak of glory. Paul said, I looked into those things that was marvelous to behold. Sometimes, Brother Junior, we get to peek over on the other side and we get to see the goodness of God that He intended us to through the tree of life, praise God. And through Jesus Christ our Savior, every now and then, I get to look over into glory. Amen. I get to realize, praise God, that blessed hope, which is faith with expectation. My expectations is higher. Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll let the old devil, the old accuser, make our expectations lower. Amen. But I've got an expectation, praise God, that's heaven. High as you can get. Amen. The portals of glory with my Savior. So we see this tree of life. Now this tree of life was there to support nature. We worry about this. They're hollering and screaming about this climate change. Global warming. It ain't going to be a global warming one day. God said He's going to melt it with the fervent heat. Amen. He's getting it ready. It ain't going to be long. We got this kudzu growing all over the place. Got this old broom sage growing all over the place. All the farms have grown up. And one of these days, it's just going to be like a kindling box, and God's going to say, I've had enough. And praise God, El Spark hit that. And amen. Hey, worry about global warming. Everybody better worry about getting right with God. Better trust in the Lord, praise God, while they can. But God, that tree of life was there to support nature, praise God. It was there to prolong life. Amen. That tree of life was there to keep us a-going. Do you realize, I've told you before, we were created in that garden, and God said we'd live and breathe, and we'd go to sleep at night, and we'd wake up the next morning brand new. Amen. We were designed, you and I, humanity was designed to live forever and worship God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I go to bed at night, and I don't know about you, I have to use one of those CPAPs and everything else because I quit breathing in my sleep. Amen. So sometimes I get up, Brother Bill, tarter than I was when I laid down. But there's a God of heaven, praise God, that gives me rest. Amen. One day, in a little while, praise God, I'm not going to need that no more. I'm going to wake up over in glory. Praise God, I'll take my first breath over there and I'll breathe right from then on. As Brother Ralph always says, he says every time you talk to him, morning, noon, night, good morning, praise God. One of these days, we're just going to say good morning. Amen, praise God, about 1,000 years past. Oh, good morning, how you doing? Praise God Almighty, bro, what a blessing that's going to be. I can't wait, praise God, me and Junior's going to cast a line off the shores of Engedi, catch them big old sea bass like out of the Mediterranean, out of that old sea that's supposed to be dead, but praise God, when those living waters flow through it, praise God, I'm glad, that one day I'm going to be there, partake, I'm going to see it with Jesus. Boy, what a time we're going to have. You say, well, preacher, I just don't understand how we're going to worship and praise Him. Look around, the promise that we have, the things to come, praise God, it's too glorious to behold. Amen. We can't even begin to understand what it'll be like when we get over yonder. What it is, our mind, it'll find out mind can't comprehend the things of God. But one day they will. Praise God, they'll understand. So that tree was there to program life. It was to prevent disease. Amen. It was to prevent infirmities, that weakness and lack of strength that we have as human beings. Amen. There's a tree of life. Praise God. And it is the Lord Jesus Christ. He was there. That tree of life was to prevent death and decay. Amen. It was to prevent death and decay. So you see how this tree of life is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ? That through Him, praise God, we have victory in Jesus. Amen. We ought to shout that to the top of our lungs everywhere we go. From the housetop, praise God. Your house, my house, everywhere. Just say, praise God, victory, victory. Victory is ours. Amen. Praise God, Josh, we got it today. In the Lord Jesus Christ. We won't have it someday. Amen. The Bible says our conversation is with the Lord in heaven. Our manner of living, praise God. Hey, listen, our name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're not a guest, praise God. You're one of the people. Amen. An inhabitant of the kingdom, praise God. So we see that tree of life, but there's also in that garden, I said there's two trees. There's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Amen? And now that tree of the knowledge of good and evil is a proving tree. Amen? It's a testing tree. It's there to test man and see whether he'll be good or evil. Amen? Amen. It's there to see whether you'll be good. Now see, we can't stand the pressure. You can't do it by yourself. If we try to be good, hey, how many of you ever tried to be good? Amen. How's that work out for you? It seems like when we try to do good, Paul said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. He said, I'm in a strait. He said, it seems like the harder I try, the worse I am. Amen. So you come to yourself one day and you say, you know what, I'm just tired of doing this. It's just like a revolving door. I'm just going to keep going in and out. So I'm just going to submit myself to the Lord, commit myself to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, here I am. I need some help. Amen. And Jesus Christ, my Lord, praise God, He comes in. He says, son, I was just waiting for you to ask. Amen. I'm here to help you, praise God. But He said, this proving tree is a tree of good and evil, just to see how it's testing our obedience to God. It's testing how obedient we'll be to Him. That's like when we're little children. You know how we are. We push the buttons. Amen. Amen. When you was a kid. Amen. Now don't look at me. You did too. When we was a little kid, we pushed the buttons just to see how far we could go. Amen. Till mom or daddy said, they looked at us, they give us that look. And you knew it was over. So I better back off now. It ain't going to be pretty. That's what we do if we ain't careful to God Almighty. We'll push Him right to the limits of disobedience. But the proving tree is there to see if we're going to be good or evil, if we're going to be obedient or disobedient. Amen? Let me just say this, church. It's a whole lot easier to be obedient to the Word of God than to take those whoopings that we have to go through. Amen? Holy Spirit will wire you out if you ain't careful. So we see it's man's obedience, or you might say whether it's man's rebellion or not. Whether we're going to rebel against the person. Sometimes some of us rebelled against mom and daddy. Some of us rebelled against the things, well, that just don't seem fair. That just don't seem right. You know, I know, hey, this is a good one here. I know what I'm doing. Yeah. How many's ever, now I ain't going to ask you, because some of you might lie. How many's ever said that? You know, I know what I'm doing. I've got this. Amen. Guess where that got you? Amen. Praise God. But we ask God Almighty, we begin obedient to Him. We say, you know what? Mama said I shouldn't do this. What does God say about that? God says, you shouldn't do that. You say, okay, Mama was right. Amen. I found out a long time ago that Mama was right most of the time. Mama never told me nothing that was going to harm me. Everything she ever told me was for my good. She told me one time me and Teresa was dating. Hadn't been dating but just a little. I had a 1982 Chevrolet step-side truck. It was the showroom truck for Apple Tree Chevrolet. Brand new. Had it about a year. Me and Teresa was dating, and Mama told me, she said, hey, listen, he said, don't go out this evening. And I said, it's raining. It's supposed to turn to ice. You... Just stay home. Said, I'm afraid something will happen to you. And I said, Mama, it'll be all right. I got this. I went flying up down Monticello Road, hit River Road, started up River Road right before you get to where the prison is now, that big curve there. And when I went into that curve, I went into the curb, my truck went the other way. It went off that bank, smacked into a tree. Flipped out. I mean, when you got off, you couldn't see. You just barely see the top of the cab. And I said, oh, me. And I thought, well, Mama was right. Amen. I should have listened to Mama. Praise God. We should listen to the Lord. But because of rebellion, we'll say, well, I've got this. And we don't have it. Amen. We ought to trust the Lord. Praise God. Because God does have it, amen? So we get caught up in to make a long story short, praise God, because of rebellion, I ended up in misery. Hello? Anybody ever end up in misery? Amen. End up way out there somewhere where we never should have been. And God just a blessing, helping, trying to draw us unto Himself, trying to give us good counsel. Amen. But we seek worldly counsel instead of Psalm 1. Instead of listening to the Lord of heaven, we start listening to other folks. We start listening to self. Self's got me into trouble more than anybody I know. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it's them people you hang out with. No, it's me hanging out with them. Amen. Thank God. A lot of times they had more sense than I did. But amen. I'm glad God knows exactly where we need to be. But we quit rebelling against Him. But He said that tree of life is a proven tree to see whose side we're on. Amen. Praise God. We see that. But that tree of life is also a tree of wisdom. The Bible says it's a wisdom tree. It's a wisdom tree. It said, and it helps us to go back and think about the great things that we could have had. You ever think about that? You ever think about how many times Adam and Eve thought about that? Hey, boy, say, honey, we had it made. We had it made. We was in the garden. Everything was perfect. I mean, we could run around naked, didn't get skeeter eat. It was wonderful. How did we mess that up? That tree of wisdom, praise God, it's a tree to give you wisdom, to help you know, praise God, that there's right way and wrong way. And the right way is a better way. It's a good way, praise God. A way that leads to righteousness. But what took place? They began to see that. They began, and it couldn't keep them from their disobedience. Because it could have been listened. It could have had a prosperity with the Lord. But when we disobey in our rebellion against God, amen, our prosperity begins to fall. God wants us to be prosperous. Amen. God wants us to be prosperous. God wants us to be able to have some things so that we can help others along the way, so we can love on each other. But when we forfeit our walk with God, when we decide to try to get our wisdom from somewhere else, we get wrong knowledge. We get wrong thinking. Amen. Our mindset goes in the wrong direction. And we need to be reevaluated. Amen. When they thirsted after knowledge. Amen. They thirsted after knowledge. They thirsted after wisdom. They got it from the wrong place. Amen. They got it from the devil. Amen. From Satan. He enticed them. The Bible tells us in Genesis 3 and 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. He said unto the woman, yea, hath God said. Now see what the devil does. All he wants you to do is question what God says. He wants us to question this old King James Bible. He wants us to question, did God really say that? I tell you what we better do. We better pick our Bible back up and look for ourselves. Amen. Praise God. That old King James Bible, it won't lead you wrong. It is absolute truth, absolutely. Yes. Amen. Praise God. And it'll lead us, it'll show us the right direction. He said, hath God said, ye should not eat of every tree of the garden. The devil said, that's what the devil said. The devil is full of half-truths. Yes. The devil will never give you a true story. But he says in verse 5, he said, for God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, that your eyes shall be open, ye shall be as gods. Amen. He said, you're going to be, he said, if you, hey, listen to what God's saying. He said, if you eat of this fruit, you partake of this fruit, amen, you're going to be as God. But that's a little g God. Amen. We better stay with the big G God. He's the one that makes a difference. I don't want to be like a little g God. That's something that you offer sacrifice to, praise God, but it's dead. We ought to, praise God, just stay with the big G God. He said, you'll be as God. So he said, what you ask for, what you're going to get. But he said, you're going to get it till you're hurt. He said, it's not going to do you any good. You're not going to prevail with it. Amen. With what the devil, because the devil will tell you a lie. The devil's lying to us every day, youngins. He's the father of lies. He don't ever tell you the truth. Amen. If God tells you, I've had people say, well, preacher, I've just decided I'm not going to go to church no more because God spoke to my heart. Listen, somebody told you not to go to church no more. It ain't God. It's the devil, praise God. Don't listen to him. God said we're not to fail to assemble ourselves together as the custom some is. So we're supposed to be together worshiping God, encouraging, edifying, lifting up each other. Praise God to the day the Lord calls us out of here. Amen. Praise God. Our brother and sister in Christ need us. And we need each other. There'll come a day that, hey, you may be on top of the mountain now, but there'll be one day you'll be down the valley. And we need to be able to encourage each other and lift each other up, praise God, and try to promote each other, praise God, to get back up on the top again. Get the help from the Lord that we need. But he said that wisdom and unction that we have, if we need knowledge, praise God, we need to get it from God. Man, that's the only place you get good wisdom, good counsel, is from God. That's what James said. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Amen. Ain't that what he said? Let me just show that. James chapter 1. Let's turn over there. James chapter number 1. In verse number 5. He says, if any of you lack wisdom. Now what is that? That wisdom, that's knowledge of God. That's knowledge of what's right. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. He said, if we need something from God, he said, we need to ask of God. If you lack wisdom, if you don't know, you don't understand, praise God, then ask the Lord. He said, let him ask of God. That giveth to men all men liberally, praise God. He just pours it out on purpose. He does that all the time here. Amen. He just pours out the good things of God just on purpose to us, gives us that liberally that we need, and we just take it and consume it upon ourselves, our life, praise God, and God gets all the glory, and we just see the power of God moving in our lives, and our hearts are home, praise God, every day. And it just keeps getting better and better and bigger to one day, praise God, we're just going to step out in the portals of glory and we'll be home. Amen. That's what I'm looking for. With an expectation in the Lord, praise God. But he said, if we lack wisdom, if we won't know anything, just ask God. Amen. It kills me. People go, well, preacher, I was talking to such and such over there. Amen. And you get the looking around a little bit, you get to ask the question, such and such, the biggest drunk in the community. He's a God hater. He don't want nothing to do with the church. He don't want nothing to do with right. He's never tried to do right. Praise God. He needs the Lord. It's what he needs. And we got people that's supposed to be God-fearing people, godly people, and they're going, it's kind of like old Saul when he went over there to that sorceress, praise God, to get counsel when he should have talked to God. Amen. But because of rebellion, because of disobedience, amen, we look in all the wrong directions, in all the wrong places. He says two trees. Amen. There's two choices. So we see that tree, that praise God, we see it, we see the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but we also mention that tree of life. That tree of life that's in the midst of the garden. Now, I don't know about you, but I like that midst part. Amen. So I told you that tree of life, that's the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is in the midst of the garden. He's in the midst of your life. He's in the midst of that place that God has planted and the people that God has planted there. Amen? That's the way it's supposed to be. So we see two trees and we have two choices. We have a tree of a knowledge of good and evil. Amen? Which gives us worldly knowledge. Amen? Praise God. It gives us the things sometimes that it's false hopes and false promises. That's what the devil's full of. And he's full of false knowledge, false wisdom. And he'll unload a car full on you. Amen. That's why we got to guard our minds. We got to think upon this, meditate upon these things and say, you know what? What I'm hearing, would that bring honor and glory to God? Amen. And it gives us a directive, a direction to go. But then we see the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see that love and provision of God in that tree of life that's there for me and you. That tree of life that God planted, the Bible says, in the midst of the garden. Now I think of that being in the midst so that everybody could get to it, so everybody could get around it, so everybody could see it. Amen. That tree in the midst, that tree of life, that life-giving tree, so that people could see it and see the radiance of it and the glory of it. Amen. And behold it and realize that it's a good tree, it's a good place that God would call us to be. I'm reminded of this in Revelation chapter 22. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 22, we see that tree of life. Amen. Revelation chapter 22, verse 1, he said, and he showed me a pure river of water of life. Now there's that pure water, that water that satisfies your soul when nothing else will. That water that the woman at the well was desirous of. Jesus said, I can give you a well of water. He told the disciples that'll burst up in you, that'll flow through you. He said, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And amidst the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. Now notice he says, there was there the tree of life. It didn't say a tree or the trees, but he said a tree of life. There's only one life giver. Amen. Don't you let the world tell you that there's many, many ways to get to God, to get to heaven. There's only one tree of life, and that's Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The only way to get hope and help, praise God, is through Jesus Christ, the Lord. He said, which bear 12 manner of fruits and yield her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. We need hope, we need help, we need healing. Where do you go to? You go to the tree of life. It's the only one that'll bring help, hope, and healing. Amen. Is that tree of life? That Lord Jesus Christ, He's the only way, the purpose, He's the life. He said, there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God, and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him, and they shall see His face. Amen. He said, there's going to be a tree of life. Praise God, we're going to recognize it, and it's going to be for the healing of the nations. Praise God, the Bible says that when we get there, He said, there'll be no more grief or sorrow. There'll be no more sickness or dying. There'll be blessed hope, amen, that exceeds our greatest expectation. When we get to heaven, praise God, we won't have to worry about getting sick. We won't have to worry about COVID. We won't have to worry about disease. We won't have to worry about this old crippling arthritis. We won't have to worry about nothing but just praising God and giving Him glory because that tree alive, because He is that life. Amen. He's the water of life. He's the tree of life. Everything about the Lord Jesus Christ is about life. There's no death in Him. Everywhere that Jesus went, everywhere He touched, people were healed. Amen. And everybody that called upon His name, He reached down and touched them, or He spoke it and they were healed. Amen? Because of faith. Listen, youngest, today there's two trees. Amen? And there's two choices. The two trees, praise God, is the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and there's a tree of life. We have to choose the tree of life. The choice that we make has to choose life, that we'd die no more. Amen? Jesus said that those that keep His commandments shall never see death. Amen? Praise God. I'm glad for that, ain't you? You say, well, preacher, people get sick and they die all the time. Yeah, but praise God, if you're a child of God, on the promise of God, He said, you'll never see death. Amen? Praise God. We'll go through what we go through here in this world, and one day we'll close our eyes, we'll breathe out that life's breath, and it'll be gone. But Brother Josh, we'll wake up just like Daddy did, over in portals of glory. We'll breathe that next breath in heaven. Amen. Won't that be something? Amen. To just go to sleep here and wake up over there. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. The two choices to get us there, the choice that will get us there, praise God, is to choose life and that in abundance. Choose what God gives us, even for His glory, so that we can take the life. Amen. God, the love and provision of God. Amen. The tree of life. She said, Pastor, what does it mean to just choose Jesus, to choose life, to choose that tree of life? It means to trust in the Lord, to trust in Him, to believe on Him, to rely on Him, to adhere to Him. To what believing is, to trust in, to rely on, to adhere to. Amen. That's all God asks. You know what He's saying to us this morning, church? God bless your sweetheart. He said, if you just listen to me, amen. Just come unto me, all you weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You don't have to struggle on by yourself, try to make it. He said, just come to me, and we'll get through this together. Those three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace, they were bound up, they was cast in. But the old king looked in a little while later, and he said, did we not cast three men bound into the fiery furnace? He said, yes, Lord. Yeah. He said, well, I see four men loose and walking around, and the fourth is like the Son of Man. Amen. Praise God. They was loose. They was walking in the furnace. Their bindings, their hindrance was all gone. And they was walking along in the furnace, that fiery furnace. It done smote all those soldiers. Amen. That fired that kennel up seven times hotter than ever meant to be. guess it was warping them doors. It was a... And then, I know I've got a vivid imagination. It's all right. That thing, it's hot. And then them soldiers went down there, big old gloves, opened that thing up, and it said it slew them, ones that was throwing them in. They grabbed them fellas, them all bound up, their clothes and their hats and started everything, threw them in that fiery furnace. They even slammed that door shut. Then old King peeked through the sight glass, and there they were, loose and walking around with the Lord. Amen. And the King said, let them out of there. And they throw the door open. Nothing happened. Amen. And then the King said, hey, come out of there. Amen. They didn't even come out till he called them out. They was content if the Lord was there with them, praise God, they'd be all right. I want to say, listen, as long as the Lord's there with us, he said he'd never leave us to forsake. We just need to choose him, that tree of life, and just live under him. Amen. Under the foot of the cross, plead the blood. Jesus Christ shed on Calvary for the sins of the world, for yours and mine. Amen. There's two choices. There's two trees. Choose the tree of life and life in abundance, or choose that tree of wisdom, good and evil, and live a life of misery all the days of your life. Not too hard a choice. I'm thinking, I'm glad I chose that tree of life. I choose that tree of life. What about you? The tree of life, praise God, that makes a difference in every life.